CPR 42 for the week ending June 10th, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing. Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turn high top ring show Del Waldo. This is Uncle Waldo. And you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio. This is a white samurai with Sir Tony Strong.
Japan. man. Blowing kisses in the air, wings behind her back. And she never, 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 nunca, nunca, nunca coming back.
Come on. sit to pee. This is your radio station. But if you piss all over the seat, then this is your radio station.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Beginning of life, cutting up limes with a dull butter knife. Love arenas like a party with five of a hey, jumping in the dumpster with Pepe. Love arenas like a party, and they like their women firm. And when they drink tequila, they fight for the worm. The bottle fins. At Gringo Manor, the party really never ends. Love arenas like a party with five of a hey, jumping in the dumpster with Pepe. Love arenas like a party, and they like their women firm. And when they drink tequila, they fight for the one.
first aid. Make a good impression on your first date. Buy a little drink, then hold her hand. Get her into bed, that's a plan. Have a couple drinks and feel so so. Feel a little bit of giddy, but she don't know.
don't like them. I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
It's Uncle Waldo.
How the hell are you, everybody? It's your old pal, Uncle Waldo. Welcome you back to another episode of Campground Pirate Radio. I hope you all have been having a wonderful week. I know I've been having a much better one here. Well, I told you last week we lost a member of the family. It was little Sue, the world's oldest pot-bellied pig. Well, we sent her off, you know, to have her remains cremated, and we got him back last Friday, and you know what? That just made the whole house feel whole again. You know, I mean, we were kind of down and running, you know, running along in the tooth, but, you know, as soon as she got back in, it was just like, okay, everything is cool here now. You know, Stephanie had this great idea. She's into making stained glass and mosaics and stuff like that, and she's got these molds for, like, little stepstones and stuff, so she has this little hexagonal mold, and I was hunting around and found a kanji. And the letter or the character was named Sue. And I thought, okay, that's cool. So she's going to make that out of glass, put that in the into the stepstone, and we're going to mix the remains in with the concrete and stuff. So that way we got a little thing to go put out in the backyard in our favorite spot. And if for some reason we decide to, you know, pull up stakes and move the radio ranch somewhere else, we can go ahead and bring her along with. But like I said, the house is whole, and I'm ready to rock and roll again. Ha ha! And I'm glad you're back here with me. Hey, listen, I got some more new music here from some folks who sent some stuff in. Let's kick this thing off right now. I got some Christian D and the Hangovers from their album Shake It or Leave It. This is Hillbilly Heroin.
Well, back out east, the drug of choice is beer. Something new that got the town in fear. It's hillbilly heroin, hillbilly heroin. Lord, give me some of them big 20 milligram pills. Woo! Say you so full, a chance of bliss, cause it had 20 or 160 milligram pills. It's hillbilly heroin, hillbilly heroin. Lord, give me some of them big 20 milligram pills. Well, there ain't much to do in my town. I watch my life go down the drain until I find OxyContin. Now I dream my life away, house, my daddy locked up the car, stole my little sister's money from a holiday job for hillbilly heroin, hillbilly heroin. Lord, give me some of them big 20 milligram pills. Hillbilly heroin, OxyContin, hillbilly heroin, OxyContin. I said, Lord, give me some of them big 20 milligram pills. Good God, I shine on my 20 milligram pills. Dear Lord, I lost my 20 milligram pills.
You think some retarded savage show it doesn't make a bad. You act like such a fucker. Seen a fever in her ass, so watch him grow up nice and strong. Well, I try to be nice, cause someone you can get along.
But in case I ever live, it didn't know I even had it. But I'm sick of doing rappers and who endless pulls bullshit. The ones they're trying to call me, smack my phone against the wall. I know I'm drug useless, but I don't deserve bombs at all.
Well,
took almost forever, but it's pretty pricey.
On this dirty little planet, and a million stone stories tell us to make them a song. But I look around and all I see is everyone settling. It's not like I believe in fate or some kind of a destiny.
But I whip my fucking ass, I'll end it up, I guess, get one. Trying to be the perfect human, force myself to be the one. But it's also fucking pointless, I'm so selfish in the end. So I'll trick to please in some power cards to see what happens next. Well, it took almost forever, but it's pretty quick to see.
Well, it took almost forever, but it's pretty plain to see.
Hits the Waves in their title track, King of the Beach. Just before that, Chimp Change in their song, Harm. And kicking this set off, we got Christian D and the Hangovers. Hey, let's get back into the regular music now. This is the Astro Zombies and Bertha Lou.
We'll be right back. here on. I don't hear anything unusual.
A sort of strange quantum music. It's been coming in on an interstellar frequency, softly intermittent, but at regular intervals, as though it were a message, perhaps a call to help.
It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. Lately, big government is busy banging on doors to track down bunny ranchers who failed to file paperwork no one even told them they had to file, to the tune of $90,643. Now here's the story as recounted in the Daily Caller. John and Judy Dollarhide began selling rabbit meat by the pound in 2006 and as pets to neighbors and friends in 2008. Raised on the three-acre lot on which their home sits, the rabbits were heralded by local experts for their quality and kept in pristine condition. When a local pet store asked them to supply their pet rabbits, the Dollarhides had no idea they would be running afoul of an obscure federal regulation that prohibits selling more than $500 worth of rabbits to a pet store without a license from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Under the law, pet stores are exempt from the regulation. But by selling to pet stores for resale, the humble Dollarhides became wholesale breeders of pet animals, said David Sachs, a spokesman for the USDA, who defended the fine even while admitting it looks kind of curious to the average person. That's especially so since the Dollarhides faced no accusation they mistreated any animals. Instead, they committed what's called in regulatory parlance a paperwork violation under the Animal Welfare Act, a 1966 law intended to prevent abuse of animals. So essentially, the pet store is totally off the hook, since they didn't know, because they didn't have to know, that these folks were required to fill out a bunch of forms to sell them rabbits. They just wanted bunnies, and these folks had them to sell. Sounds fair to me. But the government is towing the old ignorance of the law is no excuse line, and these poor folks are going to either have to fork over about $100,000 or spend at least as much money fighting this in court, with a pretty dim hope of winning. And this, folks, is what your tax dollars are spent on. Oh, but it gets even worse. Turns out, the Dollarhides, perhaps their name gave the authorities the wrong idea, got caught up in an investigation of, get this, magicians and their magic pull-a-rabbit-out-of-a-hat rodents. And while no one argues their rabbits were mistreated or abused or raised in unsanitary conditions, they're still on the hook for all that money, even though they had no idea and really could not possibly have had any clue that they were supposed to file all these documents with the federal bureaucrats in charge of rabbit arithmetic. Speaking of multiplication, as far as I'm concerned, a proliferation of arbitrary laws is identical to tyranny. And this is a fine, furry example which ought to drive any sane person to fury. I can just imagine these government agents tiptoeing their way up to the Dollarite's home. Shh, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbit weeders.
crank it up.
And piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down.
Keep it down.
Turn it down.
Campground Pirate Radio.
We'll be right back.
want to thank everybody for coming on out to Campground Pirate Radio again this week. Man, it's been a great show, and I enjoyed having you over here. Hey, listen, if you'd like to help the show out, go over to campgroundpirateradio.com and look for Buy Waldo a Beer. You know, that's a quick little $2, $4, $8, whatever you can afford just to kind of kick into the show. Helps pay for the music, pay for the equipment upkeep, you know, pay for the websites and all that good stuff. So any little bit is greatly appreciated. Hey, listen, if you want to hear your music here, send it along to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Send me an MP3, WAVE, AIF file. Any one of those will work. Keep it under 25 megs, but hey, definitely, you know, if you want to hear it, send it on. And if, like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. Don't forget, you can follow us over at Facebook. Look for Campground Pirate Radio Fans. And you can follow me on Twitter, @UncleWaldo. And before I head off into that western sunset, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. I'm going to leave you with a little music from the Ray Corbett Trio. So I'll catch you all next week. Peace. Bye-bye.